Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings that are going on, events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey. I'm broadcasting live in the corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and Kicks Country. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed this evening, rebroadcast at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country. This gives you an opportunity to tell your family and friends in the surrounding counties to catch the evening broadcast, especially if you want to know more about the events that we've got coming up really, really soon. If you let them know, family and friends from other states can even listen in through the Delhalla Horizon website at www.delhallahorizon.com. Just click on the link on the Delhalla Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review previously recorded Clay County broadcasts from Kicks Country. Thank you, Delhalla Horizon, for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors that are near and far. Remember to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements and the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. You can call starting today and give us the names for this next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing will include the week of May the 29th up through today, which is June the 4th. To call, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Someone will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake every Thursday if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their good breakfasts and their great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today about midway through the show for this past week's announcement and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-74. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcement, which will cover the week of June the 5th through June the 11th. Please wait for the tone to begin speaking and speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. Don't forget to leave your phone number so we can call back if we can't understand everything. I want to thank everybody so far. I've talked to a lot of you that have gotten some of the cakes, and I know that you've really enjoyed those, and we're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for somebody. We want to say thank you especially to Frank Walters for his contributions and support in different activities within our community. Frank is the owner of the Salina Dairy Queen. We have a good show for you during the next hour, so go get that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about the local Clay County happenings. We're going to have today on the lineup, I have Ms. Daphne Roach with the Cumberland River Hospital. I have Dean Walden with the Clay County Fair. And I'm looking for Ms. April Smith Patterson to file in here, too. And she's going to be talking about Kids Day on the Lake this Saturday. I guess we're going to just go ahead and get started. Daphne, thank you this morning for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me again, Susan.
Daphne is here representing Cumberland River Hospital. And I appreciate her being here. I know this week especially is a busy week because we're down to the wire. So I hear you've got some news for us concerning the hospital.
I do. This year, Cumberland River Hospital celebrates 50 years of serving the community. So we're very excited about that.
That is awesome. So we're looking at 1965 for the first year?
Yes, absolutely.
50 years. Hard to believe. It's been that long. What a milestone, and then a pleasure to watch the changes that have taken place up at the hospital. As a nurse back there in the early 80s, I can remember having a report in a really small kind of closet area, and then eventually in the nurse's station, and some of the staff actually smoked during report, if you can believe that. It wasn't uncommon to see a lot of medical personnel smoking at that time, but times have really, really progressed, and
they've
gotten much, much better. This is a huge milestone for our community. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of Cumberland River Hospital?
Yes, Susan. Prior to 1965, the citizens of Clay County had to rely on one country doctor and no hospital for their health care needs. So in 1961, the county court started the process of establishing a hospital for Clay County. On July 24, 1961, 3.8 acres were purchased for $3,780, if you can believe that.
I know.
to be used for the building site. After completion of the hospital, the county had a problem locating doctors to work. Mm. So in 1965, physicians Art Cardona and Billy Nesbitt started practice in the new 20-bed facility.
Boy, those are old names. Can you imagine, you kind of snickered when you said the cost. Can you imagine what the cost of that same land would be now for purchase to put a hospital on it?
Much, much more.
Yes, I'm sure. Dr. Cardona was actually our first surgeon. He took care of medical needs, but he was also our first surgeon, and we were very honored to get him. And I believe Dr. Cardona is the only original physician who continues to reside here in Clay County. He and his wife, Tammy, daughter too, is a practicing family nurse practitioner in Kentucky, and his daughter Kristen is now on a career as a physician in Kentucky. Can you tell us who the first administrator of the hospital was?
Yes, the first administrator of Cumberland River was Mr. Lloyd Black, and the director of nurses was Miss Eva Craig at that time.
Wow, I remember Mr. Black. He actually lived in my subdivision and had several children. One of them was my age, Andy Black. They were very active in the community and sports and, of course, in the school. And there was also Lloyd and Melanie and Greg and Mrs. Craig, too. She moved to Monterey, but I've heard that she's passed on now about 5 or so years ago. What about changes over the years in the hospital services?
Well, of course, as healthcare has changed, so has the hospital. We've seen incredible growth over the years in the expertise and education of our staff, in the expansion of services such as geriatric, psychiatric care, home health, and, of course, the advancement of our technological capabilities.
You know, the geriatric psychiatric care, that is such an important thing to have here in this county.
It is. A lot of people still don't know we have that. And it's been there for years and years. So
really, really, I need to get the director now. I know that role has changed, and I need to get her in here to talk about the services and how to, become a client, I guess.
Her name is Amanda Looper, and she's been with us for about 6 or 7 months, and she's done an awesome job. That'd be
good.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I need to get in touch with her. You might put a bug in her ear, and I'll get her on the show, because we do need to know what those services are, especially. Are there any other services that you want the community to maybe know about?
Yes, Susan. We also offer physical therapy. We actually have a new physical therapist. His name is Brad Whitson. He started with us a few weeks ago. We have a skilled nursing unit to help those individuals who've had like a lengthy illness or those recovering from surgeries such as hip or joint replacement.
Okay, those are excellent services to have right here, just a short drive away. What about the first baby born at the hospital?
The first baby born was Aaron and Catherine White's son, Aaron Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He was born July 5th, 1966, and actually Miss Eva Craig was Catherine's nurse.
Wow, 66. He's up there in years now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
I'm sure the community is grateful to have the hospital. So does the hospital have anything? What is planned to celebrate this milestone?
Well, of course, we're extremely thankful to the community, and we're extremely thankful to have reached this milestone, but it wouldn't be possible without the support of the community,
mm-hmm.
and we want everyone to, know that we appreciate that. So we want to give something back. Therefore, we'll be having a community celebration this Saturday, June the 6th, from 12 noon until 3 p.m. It'll be held at the Clay County Recreation Complex down there at the fairgrounds. We'll be serving hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, cookies, and drinks. We'll also have live music.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. Lots and lots of giveaways.
I know that that'll entice a lot of people to come down.
We hope so.
And are you going to have, who are the, are there going to be some officials coming maybe? Have they confirmed yet?
We've had a couple to confirm from the state level, and then of course we'll have our mayors here to be speaking. And so we just want everyone to come out and join in the celebration.
Good deal. Well, we need to take a quick break here for our sponsors, and then we'll be right back and talk a little more about the 50th anniversary of Cumberland River Hospital.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I've got Ms. Daphne Roach here with me, and we're talking about the 50th anniversary for the Cumberland River Hospital. Sounds like a huge event, Ms. Daphne.
Yes, it will be. We hope so. We're very excited to have come this far at the hospital. We're proud to have our small community hospital and hope that we can serve the community for many more years to come. And although the hospital has been through several ownership changes, it still continues to serve the community with the highest possible health care, and that's the message we want to get out there to everyone. Right now, the facility is currently a subsidiary of Cooper Regional Medical Center.
You know, Daphne, I just had we were just surprised with a visit real quick. Miss Wendy Key just popped in, and she told me that the 4-H kids are outside right now planting flowers in our fair planters. So we're going to have some nice flowers planted around through here. Those have been donated by Matt Craghead, and anybody that's listening, if you're going to drive into town, come by and toot your horn at them, because that's a good service project that these 4-H kids are doing, and we sure do appreciate it. It's been looking kind of bare around here. Let's see, Daphne, I think I missed a couple of things. We were going to talk about the Cumberland River Hospital has continued to be one of Clay County's largest employers.
Mm-hmm.
About how many staff are actually on board now?
We have, the hospital has approximately around 230 employees.
Wow.
At this time.
And that's including home health and
private.
That's an awful lot of, I'm going to say it's the largest employer in
It's
the
either the
right
largest
now?
Or the second largest next to the school system.
True.
So, yeah, we are.
So one of the biggest.
Uh-huh.
Are there still specialty clinics with the physicians from the surrounding areas?
Yes, there are. We have different cardiologists coming to Cumberland River Hospital from Tennessee Heart. ENT, ear, nose, and throat specialist.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Dr. Grant Roman. And then we have a general and vascular surgeon, and his name is Dr. Jeff Moore. And, of course, these physicians are coming every month, so patients don't have to drive so far for specialty care.
Wonderful. I'm familiar with both of those physicians, and they are excellent. They're
very,
so
very so.
Cordial and friendly, and it's so nice to, I think, usually, initially, you might go to their office in Cookeville, and then from then on, you can see them, especially here in town. And perhaps the first visit can even be made here in town. I'm
yes,
not really
it,
sure
it can. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So what an opportunity for the folks here to not have to drive, especially those who don't love to do that.
Yeah,
you know,
and some of the elderly folks, you
right.
know, maybe they don't have the transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to make that available for those people as well.
And that is a wonderful service. Is the emergency room, is it staffed 24/7, and do we have local physicians or visiting physicians? How's that working?
Yes, Susan, it is staffed 24/7. And, of course, right now we have 7 total providers working the ER. We do have some local. We have Ronnie Rains and Mandy Hayes, who are family nurse practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Dr. Lee Copeland, who specializes in family medicine and pediatrics. Want to make sure everybody knows he specializes in pediatrics.
Okay.
And then we have Dr. Harry Horn, who specializes in family medicine.
Okay. So we're pretty well-rounded, sounds like. Is there any other news that you want to share with us today? Anything new that's happened or popped up?
Actually, yes. One of the things I wanted to share with everyone today is that Cumberland River Physician Associates actually has a new addition to their staff. Her name is Greta Cherry. She's a family nurse practitioner, and she's going to be joining Dr. Lee Copeland and family nurse practitioner Melissa Ross. So if anyone wants to make an appointment there, they can call 243-3860.
3860. And that just says what? We're continuing to grow.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful thing. Can't beat that. So I'm thinking that you've probably got a lot to go and do now. I know it gets really busy there the last few days before any kind of event.
It sure does.
So I want to thank you so much for this information, and I hope that Clay County citizens will come out and join in the celebration. But before you go again, the date, time, and location for Cumberland River Hospital's 50th anniversary celebration.
It is this Saturday, June the 6th, from 12 noon until 3 p.m. It'll be held at the Clay County Recreation Complex, which is the fairground area. And we just encourage everyone in the community to come out, because it's going to be a big event, lots of free stuff, just a lot of fun for everybody. So.
Well, it does sound like a lot of fun, and you don't want to miss it, especially, I think, mention maybe some of the older physicians or some people that have been associated in the past have at least been invited.
They've all been invited. We've heard from maybe one of them, but hopefully some of the others will still come because they have been invited. So.
Yeah, and that'll be an opportunity just to get together and see old friends and welcome new ones to the medical world and
absolutely.
And just visit and have a little bit of fellowship among the medical
mm-hmm.
personnel.
And give back to the community. I mean, that's the basis
yeah.
of this. I mean, we are celebrating this milestone, but we just want to give back to the community for supporting our hospital for 50 years. So.
Well, that'll be nice. Like she said, there's going to be food provided and music and entertainment.
Everything's free.
Good deal. Well, thank you again, Daphne, for coming. And I'm going to probably, I'll go ahead and do the birthday and anniversary announcements here. Thanks for coming, Daphne.
Well, thanks for having me, Susan.
This week's birthday and anniversary announcements are for May the 29th through June the 4th. And I did get, before I start, I did get a couple of call-ins that gave me the names, but I didn't get the dates that their birthday and anniversaries are on, actually. So I do want to mention that and just say happy birthday. Even though I don't have the date, I want to mention it because I'm assuming that it was for this past week. So happy birthday to Miss Brenda Likens, who probably has just had a birthday, and also a couple of anniversaries. Happy anniversary to Donnie and Margie Boone, and also to Herman and Joanna Roten. Not sure again what day their anniversaries and Brenda's birthday was on, but I did want to make sure and mention those. And then also on May the 29th, I want to say a big old happy birthday to Arno Hatcher, and that came in from his daughter Judy. And then happy birthday to Charles, otherwise known as Shake Hamilton, and that is from Teresa Cherry Coons. Happy birthday on May the 30th to Brad Stafford, that's from Heather Keys. And happy birthday to Charlie Goad on May the 30th from Alicia Jane. Happy birthday on May 30th to Hannah Rains. That comes from Elaine Sherrill. And happy birthday to 3-year-old Jace Keene. And that comes from Anna Ruth Thompson. On May the 31st, happy birthday to Daniel Stewart. And that comes from Sina Kiesling. Happy birthday on May the 31st to Michael Strong, and that comes from Cindy Strong. On June the 1st, I want to say happy anniversary to Gary and Geneva Pennington, and that is from Sean. On June the 2nd, happy birthday to Jeanette Finch, and that comes from Alicia Jane. And on June the 3rd, happy birthday to Ella McLaren, that's called in from Amy Dodson. And also on June the 3rd, happy birthday to Alton Jean Smith, and that's called in from Amy Dodson. Happy birthday also on June the 3rd to Emily Jacoby, and that's from her mom, Rachel Threet Jacoby. And also on June the 3rd, happy birthday to Juanita Gass, and that's from friends and family. And then today, on June the 4th, if you see these two people, you can say happy birthday today to Miss Pam Gilpatrick Goad. And that's called in from Alicia Jane. And then also, happy anniversary of 38 wonderful years to Randy and Carlene Davis. And that's called in from by Carlene. So you can wish those two a happy birthday and a happy anniversary. And don't forget to call in for next week's birthday and anniversary announcement. Those will be June 5th through June the 11th. And we're going to take a quick break, and then I'll be back with Miss Dean Walden and the Clay County Fair that's just right around the corner.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obie to the latest handbags and accessories, rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We're on 101.5 FM Kicks Country, working here out of the corner room of the Clay County Courthouse. And I have Miss Dean Walden here with me. Welcome, Dean.
Good morning, Susan.
Glad you're here. Dean, before we get started, they got a lot of things going on down at the Senior Center, a lot of activities. I'm going to read a couple of things here. They gave me a little calendar, so for those of you out there that might be interested in attending some of those things, today at 10:30, you'll just have time to make it. They've got bingo scheduled, and then tomorrow they're having an exercise armchair at 12 o'clock. Maybe it's exercising the arm, the upper body, in the chair as you're sitting or something. And then on the 8th, on Monday, they have bingo at 10 o'clock, and then they have the TheraBand exercise at 12. On the 9th is Senior Day at the Fair, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. And on the 10th, they're not having any activities at all. On the 11th, which is Thursday, they'll be having bingo at 10:30, and then Sheriff Boone will be there with a presentation at 11:30. So those are some activities that are going on. They're pretty active down there, aren't they? Got a lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
That is good. Well, Dean, let's talk about the Clay County Fair.
Okay. It's right up on us.
It is right up on us. And you've already had one of the activities.
We've already had our beauty pageant, and our new Ferris of the Fair is Miss Jacqueline Jolin.
Beautiful girl.
I think she'll represent us well.
I think so, too. And I think she's going to maybe make some appearances at the fair with the crown.
Yes. Oh, yes. She'll be at the fair a lot, so you'll be seeing her at a lot of different things.
Good deal. Strolling around and probably helping out with some of that activity
that's
going on.
Oh, yes.
Well, Miss Dean, when is the fair starting, and how long is it going to last?
It actually starts at 10 o'clock on June the 9th and ends on June the 13th.
So June the 9th through June the 13th is the Clay County Fair
right.
this year.
We will start with the Senior Day, and we have all of our seniors and people that are not seniors are invited. We have bingo, prizes, and lots of gifts to give out, and lots of good information. We'll also have the Kidney Foundation there doing free kidney screenings.
Oh, wonderful.
That's a very important thing.
Yes.
Because early detection is all of it, you know, in kidney problems.
Absolutely. It can go very fast.
It can. So come on down, get your kidney screening, get free lunch, and just have a good day.
Good deal. And I noticed, too, there's an auction.
The hospital and the nursing home are sponsoring that this time, and they are having an auction.
Very good. And it looks like, is that going to benefit the Clay County Senior
Center? Yes, uh-huh.
So that's for the community, the Senior Citizen Center that's located down at the community
yes,
center.
Yes, that's right.
And that helps, those activities that I actually just read a few minutes ago, that will help to promote all of those and support those
yes,
activities.
Yes, you're right.
And then that starts June the 9th. That is going to be June the 9th starting at 12:30 on the day, the whole Clay County Senior Days? Or is it starting earlier?
It starts at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I think they're still taking some donations, too, for the auction, if because there's still plenty of time to do that. Got a few days
oh,
left.
Oh, yes. We've got a few days left.
So if anybody wants to bring something in, where would they bring it?
We'll contact
maybe Sandra Wicks.
Sandra Wicks from the hospital.
And her number is 243-3467.
Mm-hmm. Then there's also Paula Boone. She's 243-3139. Jill Ballard, 243-3139. Daphne Roach, 3581.
Very good.
And Sandra Wicks, we already gave you.
All right. Well,
so
those
just contact those people for that because they're sponsoring that.
Yeah, and it's a good program to help mm-hmm. out.
Yes,
so,
it is.
You know, that's if you're wondering where the funds would go, that's where they will go to help mm-hmm. benefit the senior center.
That's the first time we've had the auction, so let's make this a good one.
Yeah, let's make the first one a big one. That's good. So what's next up on the plate?
Then that night we'll have wrestling. You can pay $3 admission and go to wrestling, which, you know, a ticket to wrestling would be much more than the $3, so you're getting a good deal there. Of course, the Midway will open that night, too, and
wonder who the I was kind of looking through the program and I was wondering maybe who do they have any idea yet who the wrestlers are going to be that'll be there that night, because a lot of people they follow some of those wrestlers.
I don't know who they are. I had a flyer on that, and I think some of those flyers went out in some of the fair books, the ones they get
right.
at school.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, then, if you've got a child in school, then you can probably look in their last
right.
backpack. I bet some of those backpacks didn't get emptied since it was the last day.
Probably didn't.
But you can look
you
in those
You can probably
backpacks.
Look in there.
Right, and find out who's going to be performing. And it is really a performance.
Oh, yes.
Those wrestling events.
But a lot of people really enjoy that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we've got the wrestling event coming up, and what do we got after that?
Then on Wednesday, we will start taking in our exhibits in the women's building, starting at 12 o'clock and ending at 6. We have dozens and dozens of different categories. You can pick up a fair book at any of the local businesses and see those categories. And if you have something you think you can't find in the category, just bring it anyway, because I'm really good at finding categories.
You are. You know, that's what's important is being able to demonstrate and show as much as you possibly
yes,
can.
Yes, so I won't send anything back that you bring.
Yeah. And I know photography's a big thing, isn't it?
We have photography, we have quilts, we have crafts, we have we'll be having our canned goods that day, our garden stuff, orchard and garden produce, and even some farm stuff. If you farmers out there, I haven't had very little participation in this, but I know you don't have anything that you grew this year, but if you have corn or hay or those things that you grew last year, they're still good.
You can still bring those in.
You can still enter those and compete in that category.
Yeah.
And so we need to improve on our farm entries get more agriculture involved. So
yeah.
I'd really be glad if some of you farmers would bring in some of your stuff you had left over from last year.
Right, and there's a lot of competition at the state level, too, for
oh,
that.
Yes.
And
oh, yes.
And we participate at the state level.
We do, uh-huh. And the same way with the canned goods,
mm-hmm.
you bring what you canned starting last June.
Okay.
Up until now.
All righty.
So that gives you, you've got all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely.
Way.
And I know that you ladies have, and you men too, have, I know of a lot of men that make some pretty mean salsa.
Oh, yes.
And that's
yes.
a big thing. You know, competing with your salsa,
sure.
salsa, that would be a lot of good competition going on there.
And also, we'll have our baking contest that day. So there's several categories in that, cookies, candy, breads.
Cakes and pies,
yes.
Yeah. And I see you've got like apple pie, chess pie, cherry, chocolate, fried
oh,
pies.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, fried pies. And then, like you said, any other pies.
Right.
You'll open it up.
I'll open it up, right. And then we have our plants and flowers. That's a good category. So almost everybody has some kind of plants in their yard or on their patio and just bring those on in.
That's true. And, you know, they're blooming right now.
Yes. There's also a $50 bonus for the Best of Show quilt. So if you win Best of Show, you get an extra $50.
Oh, that's really nice.
Plus your quilts then go, the winners eight and are judged there, too, against other counties.
Okay, good deal. Well, we need to take a quick break, and we've still got a lot to cover about the Clay County Fair, so we'll be back in just a short while and go back into some more that's going to be happening at the Clay County Fair June the 9th through the 13th.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Kicks Country 101.5 FM, and I'm sitting here with Miss Dean Walden, and we're talking about the Clay County Fair, and we were just chatting in the break, and we were kind of remembering some of the old stuff, and we were saying how much fun it is, actually. It's about as entertaining sometimes to to watch the crowd as it is to watch the wrestlers. I can remember years ago when I was a high school cheerleader, we used to have wrestling, and I'm not going to name any names, but an old road commissioner of the past, he would get up there in the stands, and he was jabbing and hitting in the stands and just having – he was just as entertaining watching him, you know, as it was watching the wrestlers, and we were sharing some things back and forth. Share your story about the TV. And
yes, back in those days, everybody didn't have a TV. So the few people that did had a lot of company on Saturday night because everybody gathered at their house to watch the wrestling.
I bet. Kind of like a dinner theater or something. That was a big thing. There were lots of events a long time ago that got shared when there were few TVs. TVs few and far between. So we were talking about the Women's Day and I guess it's standard fair event days when they have the canning and pickling, and you mentioned the women's things that they can bring in, or the it's called the women's department, and it's like jams and preserves and pickles and relish,
yes.
And we talked about salsa and
all kinds of canned goods.
And then especially you mentioned the bread, you know, a lot
yes.
of they do that a lot in 4-H,
mm-hmm.
and
they
it's
do.
Good to have the ability to yes. do it with adults too.
Uh-huh. We also have our 4-H exhibits coming in that day, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a special thing set up through the FCE that we give the 4-H boy and a 4-H girl a $25 bonus for having the most entries above 10.
Oh, very good. Very good.
So,
and that's sponsored by the FCE.
It's sponsored by FCE, yeah.
Wonderful. And, again, that is Wednesday on June the 10th,
yes.
And that goes from noon until 6 o'clock.
Yes. Then I'll get that stuff judged either that night or probably the next morning. I'll have some judges from out of the county come in and judge everything,
okay.
And then we'll be open for visitors.
Okay. And it looks like the entries that are brought in can be left for people to go by and look at them, but
oh, yes.
need to be picked up by June the 14th.
Yes, they'll
okay.
be left there through until June 14th on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And
you know, don't hesitate to bring stuff out. Look, just looking at the flowers and plants that can be brought, you've got a lot of different categories for potted plants, the best potted plant, African violets, any blooming plants, and ferns.
Mm.
A lot of people specialize, or their favorites,
yes.
I guess, are succulents and cacti.
Yes, yes.
That's a very, very nice category.
And there's wildflowers.
Right.
We had one lady last year that went out and picked some wildflowers on the side of the road, and she won. And she
mm-hmm.
was just so tickled that she won that with
yeah.
picking those flowers
right,
out.
Right,
you know.
Right. And there's some beautiful wildflowers.
Nice stuff out there.
Absolutely.
Queen Anne's lace is coming in now. Thistle's beautiful.
Yes, yes.
And Queen Anne's lace, you can even color it if you like. Just put you some food coloring in some water
mm-hmm.
and set your Queen Anne's lace, the stems down in that, and your blooms will
soak it up.
Change color.
Wonderful. Well, I see you've also got arrangements. You can
yes,
fix an arrangement, and you have a best arrangement, and any kind of foliage even. It doesn't have to be blooming flowers,
no.
But you can bring any kind of foliage in. And, you know, I'm even thinking of the magnolia trees.
Mm-hmm.
They've got right now
beautiful.
They're in bloom,
yes,
and they've got beautiful leaves, too.
So yes, they do. Yeah.
You could make some really nice arrangements with all of those. And there are so many different varieties of flowers. You've got your zinnias and dahlias. A lot of the dahlias are blooming right now, and the roses are
mm-hmm.
in full bloom, your hybrids and the other roses, and petunias, gosh almighty, there's just everything in the world. Lilies, there's a lot of lilies.
Oh, yes, they're just now
right
getting
now.
Started.
They are. So even though it's beautiful on the vine in your yard, go ahead and cut one
go
of
ahead
them.
And cut one and bring
right,
it in.
Bring
now,
it
we
in.
Will give first, second, and third prize ribbons plus a little bit of money. We start there first, First place is $3, second place is $2, and third place is $1.
That's good.
That's not much, but that's
but
a little.
But it's something, yeah.
It's something,
yeah.
Yes.
And especially if you bring a lot in, you might win first in all of them.
Some of these ladies end up with a pretty sizable check.
Yeah, definitely. So that covers pretty well the flowers and plants. And then the craft and needlework, too. You mentioned the quilts and the afghans, and a lot of people, you can bring in those that were made by grandparents and great-grandparents.
Oh, yes, bring that, and then we have an antique category for quilts.
And then you've got hand-pieced and machine-pieced.
Oh,
so
yes.
You don't have to be the absolute
pro.
There's
about 20 categories in the quilt.
Yeah, there are. So there's lots of different. If you bring your quilt in, even the novelty and crazy quilt, you know, just bring whatever you've got.
Bring whatever you have.
Yeah. Mm. Even sometimes, you know, if you've had them for a long time, they may have some stains.
Sometimes. Well, those stains just show that they're old.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's what that is. They get old, they're going to get those stains.
Now, you've got needlework and sewing, too, so it's not just limited to quilting.
Oh,
and
no.
That can, I see there's pillowcases.
Pillowcases, pillows.
Anything crocheted?
Anything crocheted, or there's woodworking, there's scrapbooking, there's gourds.
Aprons.
I'd like to bring your decorated gourds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And those go to state.
Right, and you've got, in that line with arts and crafts, you've also got baskets, and I've heard some people lately that are getting into making baskets now, more people. So there's that, and painting, oil painting, drawings, dolls, leather craft work, woodwork. Bring some of your best woodworking projects in. And rug making, scrapbooking. Oh, my goodness, there are lots of scrapbookers out there.
Yes, uh-huh.
So would they bring, like, pages or?
You can. You can bring a page or bring your whole book.
Okay. And then handmade gift cards. And you've got, too, children's art displays.
Yes.
So, you know, all of our kids are so creative, drawing and coloring and crafting, too. So don't leave them out.
No.
Bring those things in. The children, too, where did I saw something back here. Oh, pot holders. I know that, you know, that's kind of a thing of the past, but I've got pot holders from my great-nieces and nephews and even from my nieces and nephews still. So I probably can't remember which one did what, but I saved all those, and we've got pot holders from way back, so... Let your children bring those in, and I know they'd be so proud to get those registered and competing. There's just lots of stuff. And then the flowers and plants, and I'm trying to think of, have we covered pretty much all those categories? I think we have, actually. And then what's next? What's coming up next after the exhibit?
Then we'll have the Bullwhip Rodeo
that
night.
Mm-hmm.
James Ashley, he's getting pretty good with that. He's travels all over the state. He's been in several different fairs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're lucky to have him.
We are, and he puts the whole thing on.
Yes, he does.
Gate to gate. and then that brings us over to Thursday, June the 11th. I want to mention, too, you've got a couple of Kids Gate admission free.
Yes. On Tuesday and Thursday, Kids Gate is free from 18 under.
Okay.
And they also get a discount armband on those two nights.
Okay, very good. So that brings that down to
$15
for the whole, all the rides, the whole night.
Yes,
Yeah, so that's a real good, really, really good deal for you parents out there that have more than a couple of kids, or even if you got one kid, you know, that's still a really, really good deal. So that's on Tuesday and Thursday, June the 9th and June the 11th. Kids Gate admission is free, and wristband is only $15. And then what else is going on Thursday?
Well, we're having 4-H outdoor cookery starting at 5 o'clock. That's new this year.
Yeah. What does that involve?
They have the little individual grills that they use in some of their 4-H competition.
Okay.
They're going to have those set up, and they're going to be cooking a beef, chicken, pork, lamb, whatever they want.
Okay.
Whatever they want to cook.
So they're going to be competing among each other.
Yes, uh-huh.
And the 4-H will be there, and the 4-H kids, come out and support that. That's going to happen at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
That'll be a fun activity.
That'll be a fun activity.
Yeah.
And support those kids.
Absolutely. And then you've got the Century Farm Dinner.
Century Farm Dinner is that night as well, so that's going to be a busy night.
Yeah, it is.
So I want to invite all you Century Farm owners to contact me or just come on out. We'll have a speaker. We will have each farm will be recognized. And I've been working on that now for a few years, and I started out with 2 farms, and now I have 9.
Very good.
That is just farms that are certified with the state. There's a lot more than that. I know more than 20 in the county, but they have not sent their paperwork in to get state certified. So y'all need to do that.
That's right. Well, we need to take another quick break, and then we'll be back, Ms. Dean, with some more about the fair.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner on 101.5 FM. I'm sitting here with Ms. Dean Walden, and we've been talking about all the stuff that is going on with the Clay County Fair that's coming up June the 9th through the 13th, and I've asked Ms. Dean to draw a name for the birthday cake / anniversary cake winner, and she has just pulled me a name out, so congratulations to Ms. Pam Gilpatrick Goad. You have won the Salina Dairy Queen birthday cake, and you can pick up your certificate at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce after 10:30 this morning. So congratulations, Ms. Pam. Ms. Dean, too, we've got more stuff to cover. There's a lot more still going on yet. We just mentioned the 4-H Outdoor Meat Cookery and Century Farm Dinner on Thursday, June the 11th. What comes up next?
Well, we will have a youth ATV rodeo that night. That there's 8 categories in that, and it's from 14 and under.
Okay. There's a lot of work goes into all that.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of competition. So those kids really do, they really learn to ride well on those things.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun to come out and watch them participate. And then at 6:30?
There's 4-H demonstrations that involves, for instance, sheep shearing and care of animal care. And
okay.
We had hoped to have a cow this year. I don't know if we're going to get her.
Well, maybe. We can. We still got a few days left.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have one show up.
Mm.
And that's taking place at 6:30 p.m., and that's going to be at the Ag Pavilion, which
yes.
is down on the fairgrounds, too.
Yes.
And then on Friday, June the 12th.
We have the dog show that night, and we have a new
category
this year. The most unusual pet, and it's don't have to be a dog. It can be anything. Bring your turtle or your fish or your snake or whatever you have.
Yeah, whatever you got. An unusual pet. Now don't bring your husband or your wife. I don't think that'll work. But you can be pretty creative, though. There's people with a lot of unusual animals.
I know my grandson has a turtle named Pizza, so I don't know.
Well, that'd be unusual in itself, a turtle named Pizza.
Pizza is 3 years old.
Oh, cool. Okay, so that's at 5:30 on Friday, June the 12th. And then at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, we have the lawnmower pool. That's a fun thing. Lots of people enjoy that.
Oh, and then another busy thing.
7, we have our quarter horse show.
That's a big deal.
Yes, so that's...
And that is put on by James Ashley and Pooney Watson. And there's a lot of, you got, looks like 12 classes, so pick you up a Clay County Fairgrounds booklet and find out if you've got something that you need to put into that. And that's the quarter horse show at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday, that's our last night.
We start at 1 o'clock with the cornhole tournament. And
that's some pretty heavy competition going on right there.
Oh, yes. Then we have the Clay County Open Livestock Show. Now, in the past, this has just been sheep. This year, it's open to beef and swine and sheep.
Okay, good. Many more categories, sounds like.
Oh, yes.
So what do they do with that? Do they look at the size, weight, growth?
I'm
not sure.
I'm not sure how they judge those. Now, Randall Kimes takes care of that. But all these, they will be judged, and trophies and prizes or whatever they're given this time.
Do the 4-H kids get to participate in that, too? I guess they could.
Oh, yes, that is. That's what it is.
It's 4-H.
It's
4-H. Okay.
It's a 4-H project.
Okay.
And they will be having their dinner that day, too, so.
Okay, so that'll be a big day for the 4-H kids.
Oh,
4-H
yes.
kids have a lot of participation in the fair. This is a big event for them, and then it's leading them to the state fair, too.
Yes, and we really encourage them to participate.
Absolutely.
And Wendy Key is...
wonderful.
Yes, she is. She will help you.
Yeah, and she stuck her head in here in the door a while ago, and she was the one telling me about the 4-H kids out here putting the flowers in the pots all around that have been empty here for the last little bit. So don't forget to toot your horn if you're listening when you go by and toot at those kids. That'll give them a little encouragement there. They're doing a really good job out here. I see Wendy pass by again. She's got dirt all over her gloves.
Then we have the ATV and dirt bike rodeo for the older group on Saturday, starting at 3 p.m. We've got some extra prize money for that this year, so don't forget that.
Oh, well, that's good. So,
yes.
And that's for the 15 and over.
Yes.
That'll be a good good event to attend too, because they get a little bit faster and a little bit.
Yes. Got some sponsorship money this year that we can pay a little more in prizes in that.
And then 4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock, we've got Uncle Bud's tractor pull.
All right. That's a big event, too,
it's
for
a lot
of
event. Yes,
men
lots
in the
of
area.
People enjoy that.
Definitely. So, and then you've got one special guest coming new this year.
Oh, yes. Don't forget to come in at 5 o'clock on Saturday and meet Snowbird, Channel 4 Snowbird. He's going to be visiting the fair from 3 to 8. Come in and talk to him and make a picture with him.
Meet Snowbird. Very good. Well, I've got a couple more announcements I need to make. There's a gospel tent meeting. We'll start tomorrow, Friday the 5th, through next Friday, June the 12th, at 7 o'clock nightly. You can come for singing before the sermon. It's located at the old high school in Salina, and everybody's welcome to attend. And also, there's a fishing rodeo that kicks off at 8 a.m. this Saturday, the 6th. That's at the Fish Hatchery this weekend, June the 6th. I know those that have gone before in the past really look forward to it every year. There's a lot of fun fishing, a lot of fish caught, great prizes. Just don't forget your folding chairs, hats, and don't forget the sunscreen for yourself and for the kiddos. And a reminder about the Cumberland River Hospital, their 50th anniversary at the Recreation Complex. this Saturday, and then the fair begins the 9th through the 13th. And again, thank you, Dean, for being here.
Thank you, Susan. And don't forget the pancake breakfast at the Hermitage Springs Park on Saturday, June the 6th.
Very good. I appreciate that. And in closing, I want to thank our guests, Daphne Roach, Dean Walden, and that we had a good show today. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day. Tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix 101.5 FM. Please keep our military in your daily prayers.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.